What's your stock pick?
So I would be looking at something like Sibanye Gold, for example. I think Sibanye has been doing very well. I think that we have a relative outperformer here. You know, I know that it looks insane if you look at the chart that has gone up so high, but there's a reason that it keeps going up, right? We have palladium prices trading, you know, at sort of record highs that punched through $1,800 an ounce the other day. Gold price is going up. That's highly correlated with equities at this stage because of the interest rate cuts continuously from central banks around the world, the US, Europe, more quantitative easing in Europe, you know, open market overnight operations in the US. So I do think that there's a supportive momentum in the gold price, and I think that, you know, Sibanye is well, it's not Sibanye Gold anymore, it's Sibanye Stillwater, is well positioned to take advantage of both of those commodities that are doing very well.
I don't have much time, but are you agreeing or disagreeing, Gary?
No, we were saying that Sibanye, after it did the Lonmin transaction at pretty much equivalent share prices down in the low teens, we said this is a great company. Neil Froneman's done an amazing deal.
Today, debt coming down, showing how much progress.
That was the big concern. That's what brought this company down. And he, you know, yes, he's gotten a little bit lucky on the precious metal prices. But at this stage, with the size that Sibanye has become, they've almost become a price maker to an extent.
Absolutely.
So, okay. So I think it's a great company. I think we did have it as a stock pick previously on this show as well.
But it's not your stock pick this evening. What is?
So we're going with Take-Two Interactive. So I actually would like to do a basket of the gaming stocks at the moment, which I think is it's a very interesting industry. I was reading up on it this morning. If you look at gaming, so this is, you know, we got the Rugby World Cup final this weekend, right? I think, you know, if England wins, they're going to, I think the team gets paid something like $9 million, or, you know, small. Game, electronic sports gaming, I think the biggest prize now is $15 million for an esports competition. And the growth trend in this industry is just insane. So by 2025, it's currently about $150 billion. By 2025, $300 billion. So it is going to be very, very aggressive.
And exciting to watch. Let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for joining us in studio this evening. Gary Boyson is with Rand Swiss, and Pietri Riedelinghuis is with Herenia Capital. We'll be right back.